Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice, be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. But you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill, it can't be hidden. And neither do people light a lamp and then hide it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But the one who practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You've heard that it was said to people long ago, do not murder. You shall not murder. And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you, anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, I tell you, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raka, will be answerable to the court. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you're offering your gift before the altar, and there remember that a brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who's taking you to court. Do it while you're still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be put in prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you've paid the last penny. Now, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It would be better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It would be better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you, anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Now, again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows that you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it's his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your own head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Now, you have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Now, you've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be called children of your Father in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the good and the evil, and makes his rain go to the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Do not even the tax collectors do that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect. Be careful not to practice your acts of righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So, when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets like the hypocrites do in the synagogue and on the streets to be honored by others. For truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. When you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your giving may be done in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand in the synagogues and on the street corners praying to be seen by others. For truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive others when they sin against you, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins. Now, when you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they're fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. When you fast, put oil on your head. Wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and vermin can destroy, where thieves can break in, steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and vermin cannot destroy, where thieves cannot break in and steal. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If the eyes are healthy, the whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. But you cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It's not life more than food and the body more than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap, or store up in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And do not worry about your clothes. See the flowers of the field, how they grow. They don't labor or spin. And yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, you have little faith. So don't worry saying, what will we eat or what will we drink or what will we wear? For the pagans run after all of these things. And your Father in heaven knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has enough worries of its own. Each day will worry about itself. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. In the same way that you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye, you hypocrite? First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred, and do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, then they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For anyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your child asked for some bread, would give him a stone? Or if they asked for some fish, would give them a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So, in everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. but by the fruit you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many on that day will say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons? And in your name perform many miracles?" Then I would tell them plainly, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rains came, and the streams rose, and the winds blew, and they beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because its foundation was on the rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man built his house on sand. The rains came, the streams rose, and the wind blew, and it beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.